Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the chapter is entitled Attaining the Supreme. But the Supreme is a relative thing. For a poor man, attaining the Supreme would be, I'm living in this one-bedroom apartment. If I could just get a house in Chino Hills, he would think I have achieved the Supreme. Or Mr. Trump, he thinks if I can become president, I have achieved the Supreme. And the followers of the Vedas, the Karmis, they think, if I can just reach heaven and I'll enjoy godly delights, I have achieved the Supreme. And for the Jnani, he thinks, if I can become one with God, I have achieved the Supreme. And for the yogi who's meditating, he thinks, if I can just actually see the Supreme Person who I'm meditating in my heart, that is Supreme. And then for the devotee, the Supreme, there are two more. Some devotees think, oh, if I can just reach Vaikuntha, maybe I can achieve the planet of Lord Ram or the planet of Lord Nrsimha. But above all those, the topmost supreme, Goloka Vrindavan, the abode of Krishna. And he is known as Govinda. Everybody say. So what is supreme to one person will not be supreme to another. So in this chapter 8, it begins with Arjuna asking questions. But the most significant question that Arjuna asks in this chapter concerns the final exam. The final exam, the time of death. That is the final exam, when everything will be tested. Your whole life will pass before you, and you'll see everything. What you did wrong, what you did right, will pass before you. And Krishna explained to Arjuna that whatever one is thinking, whatever one is hankering for, aspiring for, wishing for at that moment of death is going to determine the next life. Because next life there must be. Because as we learned in chapter 2, the soul is eternal. There is no such thing as death. And the example was given. You change clothes, you change bodies, one after another. So what is that next body going to be is determined, Krishna said, by what you are meditating on at the time of death. If at the time of death I'm thinking of my family members, I'm thinking of my business, I'm thinking of, oh, I wish I could have just another year to fulfill my dreams, then you will take birth again. You'll get another chance to do that. Or if at the time of death you're thinking and meditating on impersonal Brahman, you can go there. But Krishna says, if you can think of me at the time of death, you will go to me. Some people misunderstand. They think, oh, if I think of Krishna, I will become. No. You cannot become Krishna. The post is already taken. No applications being accepted. But you will go to Krishna. You will achieve the spiritual equal status of Krishna. What is that? That is your original nature. Sat, Chit, Ananda. You actually are eternal, but eternality is not experienced in this material body. But if you can think of Krishna at the time of death, you will regain your eternal nature. No more death. You won't have to come back again. Okay, you have passed the final exam. You will go to Krishna's abode. And that is also mentioned in this 8th chapter. Krishna's abode, which is unlike this material abode. Now, Sat Chit. When you achieve this perfection of rejoining Krishna, reconnecting with Krishna in his abode, then you will have full knowledge of who you really are. Right now we have partial knowledge. We have designated knowledge. But what you see in the mirror is not really you. And this life that you're living is a dream life. It's not your real life. And you do not have full consciousness of who you are and who is Krishna. But when you go to Krishna's abode, you'll have equal status. You will achieve full knowledge. You'll know who you are eternally, and you'll know Krishna. And then the biggest, best one of them all, Ananda. Everybody say, such a nice word, Ananda. Ananda means, we have not experienced Ananda yet. Because in this material world, the happiness is temporary. It comes and goes. Like our distresses, they also come and go. So life is like this. Happy, sad, like this. Life is like a roller coaster. They've written millions of songs about it here in America. It's all about, I was riding high in April, shut down in May. They have a bhajan. Yes. That's material life. Like a wave, up and down. But Ananda is different. Ananda means you're enjoying. You don't come down from that enjoyment, but it's not that you peak. It's ever increasing. You have not experienced that. I have not experienced that. Ever increasing happiness? No, you have not experienced it. We have all experienced happy for some time, then a phone call comes. Oh, the doctor says you have cancer. That's material life. But in Krishna's abode, your happiness is ever increasing, step after step, and it never goes down. It does not peak. Now, how to attain the supreme? The impersonalists, they can achieve their merging with the absolute, with the supreme, with God, by discriminating what is truth, what is not truth, what is eternal, what is a constant process of discernment. technically called neti-neti. But even that state of impersonal liberation, the demigods, what did they say? The demigod said that those people who achieve this state of impersonal liberation, they told Devaki, when Devaki was in the prison of Kamsa and she was carrying child Krishna in her womb, the demigods came invisibly and they were offering prayers to Devaki. So one of their first prayers, they said to Krishna in the womb, Krishna, those who are not devotees, those who do not take shelter of your lotus feet, they may achieve this impersonal realization, but they must come down. They must fall down. And the exact word, pantanti adha. Pantanti adha. That's the statement. Lord Shiva was there. Lord Brahma was there. They're the ones who said this, not me. They said to Krishna in Bhagavatam, to Devaki, Krishna in the womb, they must fall down. And those who are pursuing the proper meditation of meditating Krishna in the heart, there is a problem there also. There is a problem. The problem is sometimes visualizing that super soul, the conditioned soul makes the mistake, that's me. That's a big mistake. But then, those who want to achieve the supreme of supremes, the abode of Krishna, the verse is there in this chapter. The word is used, bhakti. It is very clear. There are several verses in this Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, you want to come to me? Bhakti. You want to see me really? Bhakti. You want to know me? You want to come back to me? Bhakti, 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 bhakti. There's no alternative. And in this eighth chapter, that shloka appears. That those who worship me in devotion, they can come to me. Also in this eighth chapter, the material cosmic manifestation is described. The spiritual manifestation is described. The material manifestation, bhutva bhutva praliyate. It's created, stays for some time, then he comes, destroys. That's his service to Krishna. His service to Krishna, destroy this. Then what happens? Again, creation, maintenance, destruction. It's a cycle. Just like we're now in the winter season. Okay, we've started the winter season. Then it'll be followed by spring, summer, and fall. Don't worry, winter comes again. So in the same way, the material cosmic manifestation is created, maintained, destroyed, created over and over and over again. But Krishna says, my abode, there's none of this. It eternally exists. Eternal existence in his abode. Then the rest of the chapter, Krishna explains that from the material angle, there are auspicious times and circumstances to leave this world, and there are inauspicious times. But then a very important verse, Krishna says, but devotees don't have to worry about that. Don't have to be concerned about that. Why? Because you're, like you all go sometimes on the freeway, they have that fast track. If you're a devotee, you're in the fast track lane. And there's no toll. So you don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about, oh, I did not pass at the... No. Krishna says, no way. He tells Arjuna, don't worry. You are a devotee. You don't have to worry about these things. The only thing a devotee has to worry about is, am I thinking of Krishna? And don't think, this is a big mistake. Oh, I know this. Therefore, I'll do whatever I want. At the time of death, I'll think of Krishna. Good luck. When you take your examinations, you don't wait for the day before finals. I think I should start studying. Am I right here? Yeah. You're not going to do good. No, you study all along. Just like my son-in-law. He took the bar exam. I think he had to take it twice. But he was studying every day, hours, every... I know, he was living with me. He was living in this little room of my apartment. And he was spending 8-10 hours a day studying for that bar exam. So the same way, the final test is not some walk in the park. It is going to be a very serious exam. Therefore, you have to practice. Just like any athlete, a good athlete. They spend hours practicing. We watch the game on the TV. It looks so easy. Yeah? You didn't know that that guy was spending that day hours bouncing a ball and throwing it into the net. Hours. So in the same way, we have this. And this needs to be practiced daily. Therefore, we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We are doing this so that at the time of death, it will come out effortlessly. Just like Ajamil. At the time of death, what did Ajamil say? Narayan! I'm sure he said it a lot louder than that. So we're practicing for that final exam. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.